Now, keep me aside for the time being as a person. But I would say that you are fortunate that you are getting those directions from Living Master. Okay, that's not very common. To you it's common because I'm so available. Now don't take me as somebody, Mr. So-and-so. Now leave aside that particular person case for the source that you tap. But has a Living Master. Now again, don't take me as selling myself. I don't. Even if you buy, I won't sell. Well, it's just not there that way, okay? It's a general principle I'm talking about. This being the case, I would say the retreat, therefore, is a great opportunity for anyone, depending upon your degrees and faiths, to tune in. Get as much you can so that you could put that into practice at whatever degree again in your circumstances and whatever your life patterns are, including those of full-time seekers. Now that's the purpose of the retreat. And to that end, we work or make a program to as much giving direct communication as possible. Well, what would you like to talk about now?
I've been wondering since the last retreat if we're, in a sense, kind of close conscious being. How is it in the first place a conscious being could become unconscious?
Is that all? Or you have to say something more? No. How he conscious become unconscious? Can you elaborate more a little bit? See precision of your question.
Well, a few years ago you talked about tracing, if we could trace back, we could go back out of the bottom.
Well, offhand I could say, you know, that example of the bottle, ghost went in a bottle, how did he come out? The answer is the way he went in. Well, we'll elaborate.